number one of the Blue-Green Vacations Duels here at Daytona, race winner Joey Logano. This is Joey's third victory in the NASCAR Cup Series Daytona 500 qualifying races. He won in 2019, 2020, and 2023. Congratulations, Joey, on that win. Tell us a little bit about those final laps and how you're looking forward to Sunday.
Thank you. It was obviously a pretty good race for the Fords. Execution went really well. Our cars are fast, which is nice. We showed that in qualifying last night, faster than typical in qualifying. So some good gains there, and that transferred into the race, that the cars had speed. And the execution of the Fords working together, doing the pit road piece really well, which kind of separated us, right? The goal is to kind of separate yourself to where there's less cars in the pack, to where if you do get shuffled out, you're only going to fall back to like 10th or so. So you want to try to accomplish that, which we were able to do towards the end there. And then, you know, at that point, it's game on, it's race time. And, you know, we definitely had a couple of Toyotas still mixed in the pack. And you know, 20 started making some moves there. And when that started happening, I kind of felt like, okay, this is going to slow some of the runs down to where I can maybe defend a few, which was able to accomplish that. And then when the 20 got to my right rear, I just kind of let happen, as I knew the 12 was right behind him. And that was kind of the difference maker, knowing that your teammate's right there to save you after the 20 pulled out there. So it worked out really well. Proud of our race team, keeping the momentum rolling. Good, like I said, good job on pit road. We did everything right there. Coleman did a tremendous job again up top. He gets it. So there was no surprises at the end of the race. I felt very comfortable in the situation we were in.
All right. We're now going to go to questions for Joe. If you have one, raise your hand. We'll get a microphone to you. We'll start with Mike Hembry.
Mike Hembry, NBC. Joey, if you're able to draft with four or five or six Fords late in the race Sunday, can you anticipate at what point that group is going to break up and try to win the race? Last lap, two to go, or like today, like tonight, or what do you think?
Well, it seems like if it is single file, you can kind of expect the last laps getting, you know, two to go, three to go, the intensity starts picking up, the runs, people are starting to bump each other, people are trying to shove each other out of the line to try to force someone to make the move. They're waiting for that stuff. And, you know, as you feel that, right, it's coming. If you're too wide, the racing starts sooner, right? I mean, if you're too wide already, there's going to be plenty of bumping and banging with 10 to go, right, or 15 to go. But if it does get to the point where a line's able to pull out and there's some control of the race, you know it's coming one or two to go. It doesn't matter if it's a Ford or a different manufacturer. Like you know at some point it's the Daytona 500. You know it's coming at some point.
All right, our next question will go to Bob.
Bob Hockers, Fox Sports. Last year in the duel, you threw a block there, and it didn't go so well. Was that in your mind at all, like, I want to win this, but not going to try to do what I did last year?
Well, yeah. Hey, but that's why I always say making mistakes are okay as long as you learn from them, because I made a massive mistake last year. I felt like an idiot. But being able to have another chance at it, right? I mean, that's what life's about, right? If you don't take risks and be willing to make mistakes, you don't really learn. And I learned a valuable lesson last year. And was able to just be smarter about the way I worked the draft there at the end, and felt confident. I knew what blocks I was going to be able to throw and which ones I wouldn't, right? And you kind of seen that in the turn three, where I just let the 20 have it. There's no sense of trying to make that block, right? So it just kind of, I learned some valuable lessons, and it worked out. So maybe last year wasn't so bad after all.
Well, on Sunday, do you tap that block potentially?
I can't tell you what I'm going to do, Bob. I have lots of secrets. I'm a secretive person over here. I don't know what I'm going to do, if I'm being honest.
All right, we're going to go upstairs. Any questions upstairs? All right, we'll come back downstairs. We'll go to Matt Weaver and then to Dustin Long. Go ahead, Matt.
Matt Weaver, Motorsports Tribune. With such... You know, winning's nice, I guess, but with such a limited amount of action or attempts to try some things. Did you learn anything from tonight? And then what are you going to try to figure out in practice to get you ready for Sunday?
Well, absolutely. We learned things. Anytime you're on the racetrack these days, it's very valuable, right? We don't have much time on the racetrack anymore, right? We didn't practice yesterday. We just went out and made a lap. So, you know, you fire off on the first lap and you're bumping and banging. And you're like, oh, I hope she drives okay, you know, when you get there. Yeah, I definitely learned some things. I want to go back and talk to Paul tonight and come up with a game plan for practice tomorrow and how we can tune our car in a little bit better. It's not bad. Obviously, it's fast. It handles pretty good. It takes push pretty well. It's just kind of little things, you know, that you can fine-tune, which is a nice place to be, right? We're not wholesaling our race car. We got a fast race car. So we want to, you know, maintain that. But, you know, there's never enough, right? It's never good enough. You got to keep looking for more.
Thank you.
Yep.
All right. Dustin, go ahead.
Dustin Long, NBC Sports, got a couple questions. Joey, you look at who's come through Team Penske with Brad and you and Ryan, and I'm just curious, what kind of things did you learn from Brad? What kind of things have you picked in this type of racing, and how it's been translated to Ryan? And has Ryan learned too much from you guys being in the room with hearing both of you talk through the years?
I mean, it's all about how much effort you're willing to put into something, right? And I don't think anybody at Penske looks at speedway racing as a luck thing, right? I mean, there's sometimes just bad placement, right? But the majority of it is if you can control some things, or you can keep yourself towards the front. If you get wrecked in the front, you get wrecked in the front. Like, what are you going to do? But, you know, I think you can still put yourself up there with doing things correctly. And, I mean, Blaney's part of those conversations when it was the three of us then, you know, and you know, now, you know, everybody has like their own style, right? Like Blaney's style out there is significantly different than mine, right? And what I'm willing to do compared to what he's willing to do is just we drive our cars two completely different ways in the draft, which Brad and I probably were a little bit more alike in the draft, which worked out really well. But, you know, Blaney has done a great job at finishing up front and winning these things as well. So there's more than one way to do this, and Blaney's kind of found his way that works for him. And so knowing that, you know, it kind of fits into the recipe of how we're going to figure this whole thing out together, right? And so as Austin and Harrison are able to get more laps out there, learn about the draft, learn the things that they want to do. They're good students at the game too, right? And they're listening as well, and they're doing their own studies and those type of things. And so, you know, the game's not as simple as it used to be. It evolves, right? Like, it evolves so quickly. This draft is never the same two races in a row. No matter if the rules are different or the same, it just never is the same from one week to the next.
Well, you talk about this type of racing evolving. Okay, there's a caution right now, so now we're going to see for the first time at Speedway Racing the choose rule. From a driver's point of view, what are the things that you're thinking about, or what are the things that you have to consider, because there isn't as much of that history or any of that history to fall back where you can have the engineers figure it out and the spotter tell you what number to count to and what lane to pick. What are you going to look for, and what are you thinking about from a driver's point of view with this now?
Right, they're doing it right now. You know, and it's... It looks like it's pretty equal right there. I would say, you know, the difference with the speedway choose is teammates, right? Like, do you line up with your teammate? Do you take the shortest lane? Which lane do you think typically goes better? It's closer to 50-50 than it is at other tracks, right? It's not as black and white as it is at other tracks, where you can go back and look at restarts and look at history and say, well, this lane's definitely better. It's the dominant lane. So you are willing to give up a row or whatever it may be to get in that spot. Now it's kind of like, what's the alliances around you and what are they willing to do to get with each other? Right? Are you willing to give up a row to be with your teammate? And is that worth doing that? Right? Like, those are the questions you have to ask now. Right? So it'll be interesting to see how that plays out over this race in the 500, how that kind of goes. But it is definitely a new thing to think about, not a conversation around it. So we'll see how it plays out. I haven't got to do it yet.
I mean, one other thing is, obviously there's always so many cautions late in the race. There's cautions late in the race, so there's always a late restart. Is there a point where you don't follow your teammate, or you should not expect your teammate to follow you if you pick the lane first and just
possibly
hang each other out?
Possibly. It just kind of depends on the scenario. Like who's around you, who's fast cars, who's a good drafter, who is not, right? Like, you want to position yourself in the best spot. And you don't want to penalize your teammate ever, right? You'd rather have a friend out there than not have a friend. But being together and being 15th isn't worth anything, right? Like, you want to be together up front like we were tonight, and that's why we won the race. But if you're together in 15th, that ain't worth crap. So you got to put all this stuff into the equation and say, okay, what is right here? And you don't have a lot of time to think about it, because a lot of those decisions are going to be a reaction off of what happened right in front of you. So your spotter's just got to be on point of understanding what, as a team, is what you want, and then reacting quickly. Because as a driver, you can't see the chews good enough on what everybody's doing there. So makes it tricky for sure. Really hard.
All right, Joey, congratulations again. We wish you the best of luck on Sunday.
All right. Thank you, guys.